الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير، يعلم ما يجري في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور. Praise be to God, to whom belongs all things in heavens and on earth. To him be praise in the hereafter. He is full of wisdom, acquainted with all things. He knows all that goes into the earth and all that comes out of it, and that comes down from the sky and all that ascends thereto. And he is the most merciful, the oft forgiving. الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه. الحمد لله حمدا مضاعفا بالشكر والثناء والتمجيد. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المزداة والسراج المنير. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين. أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, a few days ago we celebrated Eid al-Adha, the feast of pilgrimage and sacrifice. Shortly before his death, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed pilgrimage that was known as Hijjat al-Wada', that is the departure pilgrimage, ensuring that all the rites and rituals of pilgrimage were made crystal clear to all Muslims and to teach the Ummah how to perform pilgrimage. During this pilgrimage, a very important verse of the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It reads, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَكْمَلْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Verse 3 from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Translation is, this day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor unto you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. A Jewish rabbi in Medina heard this ayah and he said, if we had such a revelation in our religion, we would have made of this day a great celebration. For he understood its significance. This verse of the Quran indicates that God has sent a complete doctrine for human beings to guide them through life and the hereafter. It confirmed that the Quran is the seal to all God's messages to humankind, and that we now have the book that can guide humanity through life and direct them to the correct path. God, in his mercy and wisdom, then undertook to protect this message from destruction or alteration, as happened to other religions. God says in the Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. God states quite clearly that he has revealed the dhikr, the Quran, and that he will protect it from any alteration. Thus, today, 1400 years later, until eternity, we have the unaltered, complete message of God in our hands for whoever chooses to follow the straight path. And today, each and every one of us can open this book and literally listen to God addressing him or her. And each and every one of us can be guided. For in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book, no doubt, is a guide to the pious, So God has reassured us that the book is complete, the book is there, the book will not be altered, and whoever chooses to be guided by it will be guided. Furthermore, in His mercy, God indicated that there is no compulsion in religion. لا إكراه في الدين. So the books, that's God's words, are available to all of us, with the reassurance that it is the genuine, unaltered thing, and the added reassurance that it will guide whoever chooses to follow it to the correct path to happiness in the world and the hereafter. And the free will to believe or not, after explaining the consequences of each. مَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever chooses to believe can do that, whoever chooses to disbelieve can do that. And God has explained the consequences of each. However, a question here arises. Why is it then that despite the fact that God's complete message and guidance is here today, as it was 1400 years ago, that a lot of Muslims and so-called Muslim countries are in this despicable state? Does this not refute the argument? Now, the Quran was revealed bit by bit over a period of nearly 25 years, during which time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preparing the Ummah to undertake its duty and deliver the truth to mankind. By the way, Ummah does not refer to a specific geographic or ethnic entity. Ummah refers to the followers of God's word, that is Islam, regardless of their ethnicity or location. So anyhow, when the whole message was completed, and the Muslims understood and fulfilled their duties, Islam spread very quickly to the four corners of the earth, and Muslims became the leaders of civilization. They were advanced in all aspects of life, including science, astronomy, chemistry, medicine, physics, humanitarian sciences, arts, construction, etc. And it's beyond the scope of this khutbah to discuss what the Muslims have achieved, but we're all aware of it. I'd rather discuss the duties that were fulfilled by our predecessors that had led them to this prosperity, and what is it that we can do to follow their path. So, what are the elements that we need to fulfill our duties? In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 151-152, says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونِ. Even, the translation is, even as we have sent unto you a message, a messenger from amongst yourself, who reciteth unto you our revelations, and sanctifies you, and teacheth you the scriptures and wisdom, and teacheth you that which you knew not. Therefore, remember me, I will remember you. Give thanks to me, and reject me not. This verse highlights three elements. Number one, at-tilawa, that is recitation. Number two, at-tadhkiyah, which is sanctification. And number three, at-ta'lim wal-hikmah, that is teaching and wisdom. These three items have been repeated in the Quran on four occasions. So let's examine each of these items individually. The first element, which is recitation or al-tilawa. Recitation here does not mean reading the Quran in a nice voice. That's part of it, but that's not all. But rather, the presentation of an overall doctrine of beliefs morals, actions, and worship, giving direction and giving an overview of the features of Islam. The problem that some Muslims today choose to follow part of the doctrine and ignore parts of it that they wish to. Islam should be taken as a whole, and the whole doctrine needs to be followed. For example, some individuals perform prayers but do not fast in Ramadan, or pray and fast but do not adhere to Islamic code of dealings with money or dishonesty. On a wider scale, some countries proclaiming themselves to be Islamic fail to implement the Sharia, God's law. The second element is at-tazkiyah, which is sanctification. This is an element that unfortunately many Muslims have lost in this day and age. Sanctification here means the purification of the human soul by suppressing its whims and desires. In Surah Al-Shams, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. The translation is, and a soul and him who perfected it, and its enlightenment as to its wrong and its right. Truly, he succeeds that purifies it, and fails that corrupts it. There is no value to a faith that touches only the exterior of a human being. True faith should correct and sanctify the core. Sanctification entails the purification of the self of wild desires and acquired ailments. For example, physical desires or emotional desires such as envy, backbiting, hatred, vanity, just amongst others. The third element is al-hikmah, which includes education and wisdom. This is a bit more difficult to explain in a few words, but this word is mentioned 10 times in the Quran. It indicates actions that please God, that are carried out on well-informed and understood basis. The wisdom to realize, judge by the divine ruling, and execute according to God's law. That is behavior emanating from deep understanding. So these are the three elements that we need to achieve what our predecessors have achieved. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على أبيه الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا طيبا لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا. Praise be to God who hath sent to his servant the book and hath allowed there in no crookedness. He hath made it straight and clear in order that he may warn the godless of a terrible punishment, and may give glad tidings to the believers who work righteous deeds, that they shall be rewarded. So in the first part of the khutbah, we established that today, as it was 1400 years ago, we've got in our hands the full, complete, uncorrupt book of God. We have touched on the elements required to fulfill our duties. both individually and collectively, to become worthy of being God's representatives on earth. To recap, these three elements are recitation, at-tilawa, and overall understanding of the doctrine, overall understanding of the Quran. Number two, sanctification, at-tazkiyah, of oneself. And number three, education and wisdom, at-ta'allum wal-hikmah, to learn and implement wisely what we have learned. Now, again, the question might be, it's very nice to discuss all these theoretical entities, but what about practicality? How can we implement, what are the practical aspects that would allow each and every one of us to implement these three elements? So, within the first one, recitation, at-tilawa, each and every one of us needs to read the Quran on a regular basis. One should set aside a certain amount of time every day or even every week to recite and read Quran. Every Muslim house should have the Quran recited in it regularly. And each and every one should set aside regular times to try and memorize as much as he or she can of the Quran. With regards to the second point, which is at-tazkiyah, sanctification, one can conduct a self-assessment session every night before retiring to bed to examine oneself and run through the day's events and try to rid oneself of ailments such as envy, vain pride, lying, dishonesty, etc. Regular self-appraisal and assessment will lead to improvement. With regards to the third element, which is education and wisdom, the practical way of implementing that is to set aside some time on a regular basis to listen to or read books written by scholars to achieve a better understanding and to learn the Quran and the Sunnah and understand it fully and take example of wise people to achieve wisdom. So these are practical methods which we can all implement. We need to remember that these methods have not been invented by a scholar. It is actually mentioned in the Quran. And as we agreed, the Quran is the full and altered book of God. Allahumma alhim nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ارزقنا الحكمة اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا واشرح به صدورنا ونور به قلوبنا وأطلق به ألسنتنا اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وارفع راية الدين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم فك رأس المسجد الأقصى وارزقنا صلاة فيه أو شهادة على أعتابه اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وأقيموا الصلاة ورحمة الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten your lines.